All right. Imagining now, remembering the notes of the music we've been using all along, and letting your forms and fields resonate . Letting the notes affect you. For each note carries within it a frequency, a vibration. And this vibration resonates with certain portions of your form and your field. And your form is like a tuning fork, both receiving an impact that causes a vibration in response. And the vibration it gives off are waves of sound that also affect your form and your fields. For music is very much a part of the energy of the will to harmonize. I want you right now to harmonize with all the sounds all around you. And letting those sounds permeate your awareness. So right now, all that you know, all that you are, is in vibration to the input you are receiving. And relaxing your body, dropping your shoulders, and letting your neck relax, causing your mind to relax. And as you imagine your mind relaxing, what sort of images are coming to you? Calming, soothing, loving energies. And these energies are harmonizing with your form and your fields, raising the vibration, just feeling the vibration lifting, and allowing yourself to lift with it, allowing your mind to blend and merge with this upward movement of all your energies, rising up. And as it lifts with the music, you begin to understand that this music, these vibrations, these notes, these harmonies are lifting your energies up, up along the rainbow bridge, the Anacharana, and letting it lift your mind to a higher vibration. And as your mind reaches this higher vibration, it expands outward in all directions. You can just feel it. Feel your mind opening up, broadening out, blending and merging with new, higher energies. And in this higher state of mind, thinking now about your goals and just imagining them as symbols, nothing fancy. And as symbols, letting them be lifted, raised, harmonized, and blended with this higher energy, all the way up, higher and higher, higher and higher, higher and higher. And letting this higher energy play there at the top of your mind. These ideas, these goals, like notes. And they begin to move and change, and lifting even higher. They begin to drift upward, higher and higher, until they begin to disappear into the light of these higher energies. And you allow it. Letting go. Letting go and finding within yourself a deep well of trust. Finding that vibration right now, finding it within you, for it is there. Look into your heart. Feel the energy of your heart. And feel the heart's desire to trust, to have faith, to believe in an orderly, loving universe. And to blend and merge with that energy, that loving, giving energy. The energy that follows the words, I want. And just following that energy as it lifts. And while it's lifting, it is being exposed to greater and greater levels of light, funded by love, faith, trust, blending and merging with faith and trust, integrating it, absorbing it, becoming one with it, harmonizing. Until you can feel that faith and trust are becoming an integral part of who you are. And now, coming back around to mind and watching the mind. Watching the mind continue to expand outward and upward. Feeling that unity with soul's mind. Feeling the unity with soul's mind. And that constant upward trend of the thoughts. And now is energy following soul's thoughts, just watching them, following them, and blending and merging with that energy. Harmonizing, blending, merging until your whole being knows these thoughts, till your whole being feels the presence of yourself as soul, till you know your oneness. That this is the greater being of whom you are a part. This is your greater self. This is who you were meant to become. And as you learn to better and better manifest your life, you begin to live the soul life, full of harmony, beauty, and grace. You intuitively know where to go and what to do. You know soul's voice. And when you hear it, you listen. Drinking in their knowledge and power, which is your knowledge, your power. Opening up while your mind continues to expand, carrying those ideas, goals, and motives upward to the higher turn of the spiral, bringing the energy back into the will to evolve, up into the will to evolve, bridging up to that part of yourself who knows the divine plan and who understands the part you came to play in that plan. Who knows what your purpose is and what you came here to do. Just imagine yourself receiving this information from your greater self, from yourself as soul. Receiving the information. You might see pictures or symbols. It might come to you as a feeling sense or a knowing. Just being open and trusting that it's going to reveal itself to you. Whether in your daily life, in a dream or a vision, or a sleep experience, just trusting and expecting for this to come to you. And as you're harmonizing and blending with these energies, taking a moment to thank the Master Serapis Bey, the will to harmonize, thanking the Master Lady Nada, the will to evolve, the will to adapt. Finding your gratitude for their presence in your life and all that they bring to everything. The light, the love, the energy. And now, letting these ideas just drift away and focusing in on that feeling sense, soul's presence, of their love and their hopes and dreams for you. For souls have dreams too. In which you play a part. And as you open up to this quiet knowing through this contract of fulfillment and obligation, and just allowing yourself to accept this as part of your reason for being. You are here not only for yourself, to help yourself, but you are here to pave the way for those who will come after you, to open the doors that they may follow through, finding the gems and jewels of the wisdom that you have paved this path with through all your growth and learning, and opening it all up for all any and all who will follow. Sending love and healing all through and through this path you're following. Love and healing, blending and merging. Carrying the energies upward, higher and higher. Nearer and nearer that intuitive plane. Plane of soul. And setting your intent to bridge your way toward living there for longer and longer periods. Opening more doors and creating greater and greater paths for others to follow, filled with love, compassion, and tolerance, inclusiveness, patience, and faithfulness, a generosity of spirit that holds within it compassion and understanding that every being in existence thrives on being supported and loved, cared about. Turning now to the lower kingdoms. Holding in your awareness the plant kingdom and the mineral kingdom and the animal kingdom. Holding them all in your awareness. Holding the light of evolution out to them. Letting them harmonize with it and blend and merge with it to fulfill their purpose and their reason for being, just as you are holding your purpose and your reason of being. Now, thanking yourself as soul, thanking the guides and angels, all the higher beings who are helping you, offering gratitude, and drinking in their vibration of faith and trust, tapping into the faith and trust they have in you. Coming back slowly into the room when you are ready. And with that, we bid you namaste. And just sitting here now, letting the energies of the world harmonize, play through you.